Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Wendy, I have several questions. I've seen this thing before, this Rush CW thing, and I looked at it on my phone, and then when I went to the paperwork to fill out for the state of New Hampshire, I mean, it was so damn small, I couldn't see it on my phone. So I went online and looked up Rush CCW, and it went through the whole thing again, and I watched the video and all that. Then it asked me to pay again, which I had already paid $69 on my phone before I got to fill the document. But then I added the $9 hard certificate or whatever it's supposed to be, or physical, you know, physical copy. I really don't need your certificate and stuff. What bothers me about that, and I don't really mind paying for it if you get me to register away. But if I can't get the other paperwork on my computer and fill it out before I pay the or whatever state this is, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to complete it. And I'm not worried about you make a few bucks off me. I don't care about that. I've been, you know, I took this back in 2008, and then I had an eye problem where I lost my sight for 6 months. And in my right eye, and a couple operations got me back to seeing. But I was dealing with taking care of my elderly mother for 10 years or whatever. I've just been busy, and yes. I've got heart trouble myself. So I haven't had time to really stop and take care of this because I've had all these other things going on. But how do I get, like, now it says proceed to application center. If I click on that, is that going to take me to the paperwork that I need to fill out to get the license?
Okay, yes, sir. Bear with me just one moment. We've got a guy that's kind of our specialist over all this, and I'm sending him a quick message. Let me check to make sure he is logged in right quick. I want to make sure I give you the right information.
And the number that you had on the telephone, the ad that came up on the telephone, that number is not in service. This number I called you at happened to come up on my computer screen.
Okay. Let's see, hard copy. Okay. I have sent a message to him right quick to see if there's any other way that we can send it to you. I mean, you're welcome to, well, let's see. So let me go back.
If I click on proceed to application center, will that give me the paperwork?
Right. Go ahead and click on that and let's see if it'll take you to that paperwork. Maybe to where it's not so small.
Yeah, it looks like it. I got to send a check for $100 to State of New Hampshire Treasurer.
Right.
And I have to send a return address. Well, send a return address and appropriate postage. That means you got to send them a return envelope.
An envelope, yes, sir.
Is it a regular size?
Just a regular sized envelope, yes, sir. A self-addressed and all that envelope ready for them to get your permit and sent back to you, because they'll send you a permit back in the mail in that envelope. And then you just send in the application with the $100 and the self-addressed envelope and then the copy of your certificate. And then they get everything and pull all the information they need to then, you know, send the permit to you. Let's see here. Bear with me just a second. Email. Okay, so yes, sir, we can, let's see here, we can email you a copy of that application if you needed it that way, so you could print it out and fill it out, you know, if you needed it that way, or you can call the number for the New Hampshire office and ask them if they would mail you a copy. Either one of those would be fine.
Would they accept? I'm sure. I don't see why they wouldn't accept an email copy. You know, if I copied it off my email, you know, fill it out and then send that along with a check to them.
Along with the information, all the information that they need. Yes, sir. That $100. It is, let's see here. It'd be a money order or a cashier's check. Yes, sir. along with the application and your certificate, all that, get that sent in to them. Correct.
Now, they say check money or a cashier's check. I don't mind. I mean, I could go get a postal money order. That's as good as any money.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
I could have sent my own check, but I don't know, you know, being out of state, if that would be make any difference.
Yeah, the instructions that they have for us to provide for customers, it says a money order or a cashier's check.
Okay, well, I can go to my bank and get a cashier's check. That's not a problem. Okay. I'm going to send them a cashier's check. I think it's okay. Safe money anyway, because it's
yes,
real
sir.
Money right away. So.
Definitely. Yes, sir.
Let me, now they got a whole list of boxes here. Complete the application, send the money. Better write down who this is payable to, I guess. Well, I need to, did I print that out? I might have printed that out. Let me see if I got it here.
Okay.
There's an order summary, and that's, no, it doesn't show this part. I need to print this part out here. Let's see, print this page, see what comes up. Okay. I'm going to hit the download application and see if that shows mm-hmm. what you're talking about as far as, you know, like an email application form.
Yes, sir. It should. When you click on the download application, then it should give you an option to, you know, print that out and, you know, so you can send it all in with everything else that you got to get.
Not being a techie, I'm reading your note here. Do you want to allow downloads on rushconcealed.com? You can change your which websites can download files in website preferences. Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm 7 years old. I don't need to be messing
fine.
Around.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to cancel that. I don't know anything about that. Now, let's see what came out. Yeah, that's all that's. I'm going to click on download application, see what happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It will ask you if it'll allow you to, if you will allow that to make changes to your computer, and that's just it asking you if it can save it to your files.
I got a state of New Hampshire Department of Safety Division of State Police. Let me see if I can print this out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, automatically resized. I don't care about resizing. I just want to write, you know.
So you can read it and fill it out, right?
Yeah, that's all. No, it's a single page. What's the actual size? Let me see the actual size. I didn't change anything.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if I can print that out. Zoom in, zoom out, actual size, single page continuous. Are there more pages or two pages continuous?
Let me see if I can pull it up on my end and see. I'm showing two pages, yes, sir.
So...
And that sounds like you've got the right form, talking about the State of New Hampshire Department of Safety Division of State Police. So that is the correct, that is the application that you need to fill out.
I'm going to, I see the one or two pages. Now that may be on a PDF because I don't see the whole thing. Let me click on that one PDF, see what happens. Nothing. I don't know where to go next.
Does it not give you just an option to print it?
Well, that's what I'm looking for. And it says automatically resize single page and all that kind of stuff and two pages. All right, let's say okay. Okay, now what? Now it shows. It looks like a... opening a PDF over on the left side of this computer, next to that page.
And it shows two pages on it?
Well, it's showing two different pages.
Right, yes, sir. So it's...
It says export. I don't know what export means. It says take photos, scan documents. I don't know what that means.
You should just be able to print documents.
I'm going to click on that... I'm looking for a printer thing, too. I'm going to click on the... no, I didn't do anything. I'm going to hit scan document and see what happens.
Okay.
With my phone. What do you mean?
Maybe it'll give you an option to... Are you doing this on a cell phone?
Well, no, I'm trying not to. I just try to put those on myself already. No, 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 I won't do that.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't understand why I don't have it. So I got the, there's a big, almost 8x11 page of the New Hampshire Department of Safety thing, but then there's a smaller page, the first one and the second one on the left, but I don't know how to print that. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. What does that do? Didn't do a whole lot. Let me see. That says print. Nope. Still doing all that other stuff.
If you have downloaded the PDF, it should be in your files under your downloads, and maybe you could print it from there. Are you using like a laptop?
I want to do a, it says preview on the top. I wonder if that would help me any.
Maybe so. Maybe it lets you print from there.
I don't know what the heck that is. That didn't help me. I don't, you know, it's really confusing why I don't see a printer.
Right. I mean, with my option, soon as I click on the link for the application itself, I see a small printer up in the right-hand corner, and that's my, you know. Just by opening the document itself.
Where do I want to put this? Desktop, documents, downloads?
Either one would be fine. I'd put it in your documents or your downloads.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in downloads and see what happens. Now it shows up here.
If you save it there to your downloads, then you should be able to go to your files and open up your downloads and find that one and then print it from there, maybe.
Wow. This is that
complicated.
I don't understand why. You know, these IT techs that think they're so damn smart make things so complicated. You know, a normal person can't.
I understand. Yes, sir. What?
I'm with you. I believe in seeing that printer tool. Let me see if
Can you go, if it's giving you the view and tools and all that, does it give you a file? Is there a file option at the top? Click on that one and then look down and see if it gives you an option to print anywhere on there.
Close selected. No, I don't want to close the window. I don't want to close the selected PDF document. I want to save
no.
it. Duplicate, move to, revert to, import from my phone. No. Import from
Thank
scanner,
you,
take a screenshot, export. Here, whoop, here's a print. Hold on. That might have brought it up. Let me print this out and see what happens to it.
Okay, yes, sir.
I don't know if that's for, it's showing a second.
Let's see what it does here.
Try to go back to it and get the first one, unless it prints both of them.
Maybe it did. Maybe it picked them both up.
It did. I got them both printed
out. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Good deal.
Worked out good. I do appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. You are very welcome. So now you've got everything that you need. You can do the same thing with that certificate and print it out. And then you'll have everything that you need printed right there in front of you. All you have to do is get that cashier's check and do the self-addressed envelope and send it all in to them. Do you have the address and everywhere that you need to send it?
Yes, ma'am. I've got, that's on the second page. In the middle, it says mail it to, and then a fee for all non-residents. Okay, that's fine. Make checks. State of New Hampshire Treasure. That's a 5-year permit. Maybe I'll live that long. I'm 77, right? Listen, let me ask you something. Can you take care of that the dual payment that I made to y'all?
Yes, sir.
And I went to the other one, 78. I don't care if you use the 78 one. Either one's all right, because I think in Florida, if I got a permit here with all the paperwork I'd have to fill out and go to the agricultural department, I think it's $174 total. So I'm not worried if I pay $4 more to you guys than $69. I don't care, whatever it is, $78. I sent two, same credit card, same day today, and one was 69 and one was 78. Right.
I see that on here. The 78 was the 69 for the course and the digital certificate, everything that you received on your phone and your computer. The $9 was for the hard copy of the certificate to be mailed out to you. I do see the additional 69, and I'll go on ahead and refund that one. It just looks like when you went in twice and you put the card in twice, it did it, you know, it sent the charge through. So I will just void that transaction, so that way you'll just have the one.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Get rid of this thing here. It says, I'm not worried about it. Another sign came up for updates. I'm not doing that. All right, now, I've downloaded this application. Now, let's see, how do I get out of here? It doesn't show that up there. Let's see. I don't know how to close this out. Oh, there it is. All right, I'm going to close this out, and I'll go back to my emails and see if you all sent that copy or whatever. The Gmail, and let's see what I got. The certificate and completion.
Okay.
I got both of them. So I'm going to print these out and put in my file. And
okay.
Let's see. See, this is what I like about email. I got a printer right there. So
yes,
sir. Print that one. Then I'm going to go back to the other email and let's see, conceal, receipt, go back here, and go back one, and go to the other one, and, I got several of them, I have four of them from you now, goodness gracious.
Oh, goodness. Well, probably because it sent it through twice, because it charged you twice, and that's, I'm working on that refund here for you.
Okay. Please type your reply above the line numbers. Your request number has been received. That's when I was asking them, I think, for I was asking them about, can I get it on my computer?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, everything seems to be good to go now. I did get that extra $69 refunded back to your card, so be looking for that within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner. You'll probably get one more email from us for that refund that I issued. You'll see that within 24 to 48 hours. And then you've got all the information you need right there, and then getting everything printed out to fill out and send in so they can send you that permit. It sounds like you're good to go. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, ma'am, but you can probably help some other old guy that's out there trying to do the same thing I am. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm happy to help. We thank you so much for calling into customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.